Give Us This Day is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson appointed for the morning office from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These devotionals are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Tyler, Texas. Father Charles' devotionals can be found both in print and online.
Today is Wednesday of the 15th Sunday after Trinity. The lesson is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 16 through 33.
I say again, let no man think me a fool. If otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. That which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly, in this confidence of boasting. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. For ye suffer, if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, whereinsoever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they the ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool, I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed for evermore, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas the king kept the city of the Damascenes with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me, and through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands.
While Jesus Christ is, of course, the ultimate superhero, St. Paul should definitely be seen as a hero. By almost any definition, Paul is a hero. Here are a few definitions of that word. First, in mythology and legend, a man, often of divine ancestry, who is endowed with great courage and strength, celebrated for his bold exploits, and favored by the gods. With just a few substitutions, this definition fits Paul very well. 2. A person noted for feats of courage or nobility of purpose, especially one who has risked or sacrificed his or her life. 3. A person noted for special achievement in a particular field. And 4. The principal male character in a novel, poem, or dramatic presentation. Think of the second half of the Book of Acts. When you see Paul as a hero, it transforms Paul's list of heroic exploits in 2 Corinthians 11:23-29 from just another list of things he has suffered, such as that in chapter 6, into a summary of heroic adventures in the kingdom of God that Paul has survived. I know that I discussed Paul's list in chapter 6 last week, but this list to me is the most shocking and inspiring picture of how we are to act as God's ministers in the entire Bible, that is, outside of the Gospels of Christ himself. Paul's suffering on behalf of the Christ who suffered for him, which occurs in the context of suffering for the gospel in the church, is almost incalculable. After a careful reading of Paul's ministry here in 2 Corinthians, we can all wave bye-bye to the health and wealth gospel. Go back and read all of Paul's physical sufferings, about his stripes, imprisonments, whippings, beatings, stonings, shipwrecks, journeys, hungers and thirsts. And imagine that each one of these represents a different adventure that the hero Paul underwent for the sake of his Lord Jesus Christ. Each one tells a story of Christian heroism, in which the hero is weak and failing, but in his weakness is made strong by the grace of God. Go back and read Acts chapters 13 through 28 in terms of Paul's heroism and adventures, and you will see him in a different light. and amazing and even spectacular as Paul's adventures in physical suffering are, believe it or not, they are not as exciting to me as his other adventures, the ones that are less glamorous and yet more exciting, because they are more like my experiences and yours. Not many of us will be tortured, imprisoned, or threatened with death because of our faith, but many of us will experience the other kind of adventure the hero Paul had. What are Paul's other adventures? They are the times that he was weary or tired because he had been ministering to the needs of the saints. This more mundane adventure includes the times when Paul suffered because of his concern for all of the churches under his care and for the needs of individual Christians. His adventures include the adventures of his spirit, which is weak when others are made weak, and yet finds strength in Christ, and which burns with indignation when a Christian stumbles. These adventures excite me because they are my heroic adventures, and they can be yours as well. What excites me is when I see the heroics of a mother of young children, or of godly parents in general, slaying the dragons of selfishness and ease, that they might train their children up in the Lord, spending themselves on their children, and investing in the true future. And what about the heroics of young men and women who go off to college and survive the temptations of Vanity Fair and the destructions of Apollyon? It's true that many of our adventures are not worth telling, but this is not because they are so small, but only because we have not been victorious in them. Every day our God has placed us in a new adventure in his kingdom, and every day there are monsters of greed, lust, anger, covetousness, sloth, gluttony, and many other varieties to be slain. Every day there are parts of ourselves and the lives of others that must be rescued from certain danger, and we have been equipped to assist in a daring rescue operation called redemption and salvation, if only we'd volunteer. Perhaps the most exciting adventure that St. Paul or any of us will ever have is to rescue that damsel in distress, the Bride of Christ, from the many villains that seek to seduce, pollute, or abduct her. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Imitate me just as I imitate Christ." Isn't that what we ought to do with every true hero?
This has been a presentation of Always with Christ Radio in the Anglican Way.